now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 115 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Bloody Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety.
Sober people are dumb.
Remember the old days when it was John Ray? John Ray. Tyson Knuckles. Tyson Knuckles. Scott Love. Scott Love. Man, people thought there were eight of us doing the show with
that. You're ridiculous. You have no way of knowing that. You don't listen to the show.
I know, but I can
You don't communicate
imagine.
With the people that
I
listen.
I got to hear the beginning like I'm doing now, and I could hear the
But he's a douche, though.
All right. Now Scott's new thing is going to make sure that I miss the intro part where I'm supposed to come in.
Yeah, if we can.
And go.
Yeah, you're on. Cut.
Well, yes, sobriety
okay,
sucks.
Okay, let's do it all over again. This time, let's try it topless.
And be like that news anchor that lost his job for saying fucking shit or something.
Yeah, I heard about that. God. Yeah,
this gay fucking shit.
Yeah, David Letterman tried to get him his was trying to get him his job back.
He don't deserve to have his job back. He'd been on the job for 38 seconds, yeah. And he said fucking shit on live TV.
Good for him.
Anyway,
he's got more fame from doing that than it's boosted his career. It did not harm him in any way. I really don't
think.
Over
for Leno soon.
When's Jimmy Fallon?
I heard somebody funny might.
Yeah, no, they're going to have Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, they're going to do something.
Yeah, it's not
Jimmy Fallon's funny.
No, he's not either.
He's a lot funnier than Jay Leno.
Okay, well, okay, so, like, paint drying. We're going to base the bar at paint drying or mud. Well, he's way funnier than mud. Well, so mud's funnier than Jay Leno, so.
I like Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. I think he's
I do too.
Stupid and douchey.
I do too.
I know. You guys, like, he went to the Tina Fey school of doucheism.
He's got his own brand.
Yeah,
Tina Fey, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's garbage. That's garbage. Not funny. Not funny.
God.
Negative funny.
We could bottle the hatred you have for Tina Fey.
I know. It's amazing.
But she's not funny. None of those people of that tree are funny. Sorry. None of them are funny. Here's a newsflash. Well, go ahead with the intro.
We're blogging under the influence. My name's Mick.
Jada.
Brother Pardabo!
That was uncalled for.
I think you clipped.
Yeah, I think you clipped it. Yeah, definitely clipped it.
Brother Pardabo.
I don't know who that is.
And Scott.
And Cooter Holland's sitting in with us tonight. He doesn't want to mic up for some reason because he's a giant vagina.
Is he a wiener?
He's going to sit back and laugh with us. We'll continue with the Jimmy Fallon thing. Why do you hate Jimmy Fallon?
Because he's not funny. I don't know what. I don't hate him. I just
have you ever
not
watched
funny.
The show?
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's worse than Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Like Dennis Rodman did it. That's way funnier than coming out of a lake with leeches all over him. You know.
I find him funny, and actually,
you guys
I
have
think
about the same douchey sense.
For some reason,
like, wow, that like that shit that's not funny at all, like 30 Rock.
Well, no,
that's
for some
tremendous.
For some
there's
reason,
there's more laughs than a pair of monkeys.
You could be a character on 30 Rock. You'd fit right
I'm
in.
Sure. That's like, oh, let's put it to print. No one watches this show, but it's number one rated.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. People watch it.
Yeah, people watch it. You
I
just
know.
You
more
just
people
don't watch
it. This old house.
I occasionally will watch that.
You,
also,
you probably would.
I don't get the channel. I don't watch Jimmy Fallon, but I'm just saying
it's not good.
I have seen his show thing. Before, and
yeah, I like the fact that he the Roots is his band. Oh. I think that's
yes, name. That was a selling point for me too. Despite that fact, I still think he sucks. I mean, despite that he has the roots.
What? Did Schaefer seal the deal for you on Letterman or what? Was it Schaefer that like, man?
No, it's
once Dave's all right, but Schaefer was
Schaefer.
On the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
The different kind of roots?
No, the band, the Roots.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Roots the movie.
No.
I think it's about Roots the movie. Like, that's not funny. That's about slaves and stuff getting beat. Why would you think that's funny on a comedy show?
I didn't say it was funny. I said I like the fact that the Roots are his band.
Oh, I thought maybe you were playing on some kind of white trash racist angle.
Yeah, I was. I was trying to. You ruined it. Called me out on it.
I guess we're talking about something different. What's the Roots?
It's a hip-hop band. They
it's a movie about slavery and
well, it's a band.
Oppression.
They've had a couple of really good songs. I just can't remember the names of them.
I can't either. Yeah. I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to a Roots album.
Yeah.
CD. Well,
it's not a Roots album. It's the Roots.
Either way.
It is the Roots, yeah.
It doesn't sound like anything I'm interested in.
Probably not. Probably not.
They probably don't need your money.
But it's cool.
They wouldn't have my money to start with.
When they have other rappers on the show, they play the instruments and stuff. So it's a real band, not like a DJ playing a CD or MP3 or whatever. So I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, 2014, Jimmy Fallon.
Mean basically stealing other people's music and remixing it.
Like normal rap?
No, like say Eminem has a song and he's going to perform on Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Instead of bringing a DJ and a guy playing a CD or whatever, the band learns the music and plays it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So it's not stealing. No, it's
like
cover music or whatever. But well, when it's
a lot of it.
Either way, it doesn't sell me.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the sampling.
Still not going to buy it.
Well, they are variety shows, and music is about a third of what they do on those shows, so it is a big part of it. But I like his sketches and his games and stuff. I think he's a funny dude. But
yeah, I don't like any of the. I don't like any of those nighttime people shows.
I've never seen anybody besides you get that angry at comedy.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I'll watch something else. But it's like you're like they're fucking terrorists. Like they don't deserve
because they're not funny. That is should not be accepted as funny. That's why. It's like movies that are so horrible. I don't understand why anybody would pay money to watch that piece
You know
of
what?
Shit.
I can kind of relate because years ago that the Russian...
Yeah, the Spoonbender.
What? No, you're thinking that Yuri Geller, but... there was a Russian comedian in the 80s who had...
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. That's what I wanted to say was Smirnoff.
I love America.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. And I mean, he was so not funny. But the fact
like Mr.
that
Mr. Bean makes you want to choke people that think that's funny. It's like, are you what is wrong with you?
Now there are
that
times that Mr. Bean
on
is
what
funny.
What fucking planet is that funny? Just, retarded people are not funny. That's just sad. That's sad that they're retarded. That's not funny. That's sad. That's like watching a retarded kid run into a wall. You don't like laugh. Like, no, man, that's just awful. That retarded kid's retarded ran into a wall.
Well, some people laugh at that kind of shit.
Because they're retarded. They're retarded. Their IQ is very low. Very dim-witted.
Well, I think... I have had disdain for one comedian. J-Dub's over there on a fucking phone.
He's taking a private Boston police. He's apparently talking to Homeland Security.
Chuck, we got this Tyson guy here pegged.
But
he hates retards, the Roots, and Jimmy Fallon.
Holy man. Take
a yeah, everything that's funny to conventional wisdom, he didn't like.
I felt the same way about Gallagher. I'll put it that way.
Now, see, Gallagher is funny.
He's the only comedian that I've been like, why would anybody in their right mind pay money to see that, let alone buy a DVD or a VHS?
Yeah, I'm sure he sold. But I've seen, actually, Gallagher do regular stand-up, and I think he is funny.
Why is he smashing watermelons?
He does that. He doesn't do that. Most of that is his brother.
who he sold the act to, who his brother looks almost identical.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, I mean, he actually, he does stand-up now.
But like he said, did it for a long time.
Yeah, he did, but he made a lot of money off doing that. It's so, he did it so much that people are like, he's laughing all the way to the bank, I guarantee you.
Right.
He's like, yeah, you guys hate it now, but that made me, the fact that you hate it now means that I made millions and millions off of that.
Not from mine.
Yeah, he didn't get a fucking dollar of mine.
Not from you, but from someone.
Oh. Stupid people like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially podcasts.
Why did I've said a few times how I feel about people that listen to this kind of shit. Okay. I have disdain for them, too. Like, how big of a loser do you have to be to sit here and listen to losers talk about nothing? Like, oh, let's watch Seinfeld, only let's not watch it, let's listen to it. Let's do even less than watch it. Let's listen.
Well, people listen to podcasts when they're, like, working out or driving somewhere. Or...
I don't work out. So.
What? I'm just saying people in general.
Identify with that audience.
Or they have jobs where they can listen to shit at work.
I don't have a job.
I know.
I don't identify with those people, I guess.
People that work or...
have jobs or jobs, work yeah, out or... out. Concerned
that
with...
sect of people that are employed.
Yeah.
Those low-down, dirty bastards.
Yeah.
That's odd that you're referring to people that listen to our show as working individuals, because I've always envisioned it being actually slackers. The opposite. Yeah, exactly. People that like Tyson that have time at home. That's like, you know, what am I going to kill? I got to kill 24 hours today.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Play Civilization.
Yeah. Okay. Don't listen to this BUI and play Civilization as Tyson. You know, or something.
Masturbated in my own excrement somewhere. No, I know. Maybe even smell underneath my finger.
No, I mean, sure I don't think our listeners, any of them, are. That severe, I mean, but I'm sure some of them are live at home
in their mom's basement.
Yeah.
Well, have mannequins down there.
And here's to you.
They're covered in mayonnaise. Like some kind of weird stuff. They put like little red streaks on the bottom of some of the mannequins every once in a while.
I started listening to podcasts when I didn't have cable or any other means of entertainment. I didn't even have the internet. I was listening to it over, like, Edge Network on my iPhone.
Wow.
And that's, I guess, that Kevin Smith's podcast and shit got me hooked on listening
inspired
to
it. You.
I listen to it. I download them and then listen to them on my way to work and shit, too. But
I just listen to the radio.
Now I don't even listen to them. I mean, it's been 3 months since I've really sit down and listened to a podcast.
I mean, really, I just listen.
Even to ours?
Yeah, even ours. Wow. I mean, I listen to ours when I cut and shit.
That's something we have in common now.
Yeah.
I especially when I listen to something that I just made.
Well, that's what I
figured. Pretentious of you. Like, oh, I love so much what I said. Let me hear again what I said.
Now, well, so although we are approaching... we are approaching episode 100, are we not?
Yeah, this is 97 here.
Okay, but... I think it would be fun to revisit some of those early episodes because...
Do like a gag reel.
Almost. It's been so far away. That's long enough. 2 years, you know.
Yeah, we're not even going to remember the shit.
That what we did...
That?
Well, because, I mean, that's 2 years ago.
This is almost as bad as that.
That's 2 years...
This is almost as unlistenable as that was.
Yeah, no, it's shit. Like a time log of 2 years ago.
The dumbest part is John Ray was there.
You know. Right. Well, again,
well, we have less gay
it's a timestamp.
Cooter and Scott.
It's actually documented timestamp.
It is. That,
you know,
that's one of the reasons
of where we
this.
Were 2 years ago and what was going on. And I think it'd be interesting to revisit some of the episodes now. I wouldn't now as far as that's why I don't listen to the show is because I figure, well, I was there. I obviously know
working,
what went on, but
working memory of it.
Yeah, exactly. But now we can see how well my memory really is and what I thought maybe happened and what really did, what was said and what happened. It's like I said, I think it'd be interesting to listen to some of the older episodes now. I've never been interested in it up till rethinking.
You're not selling it on me.
Okay, I would listen to some of the old episodes.
I'll watch Judge Judy.
Somebody asked me today at work, "What's the website?" And I was like, "Ah, daggone it!" I never blogspot. I never
something or other blogspot.
It is BUI podcast at blogspot. or bypodcast.blogspot.com. Or something like that. I don't know.
Anybody would know.
It's blogging it? Under the influence on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. I mean, that's how you listen to it. You know, most people don't go to fucking websites.
They have, they have Stitcher. Some people at work have Stitcher. So
blogging under the influence.
That's Stitcher.
I have Stitcher.
Awesome.
I listened to Stitcher today while I waited at the cemetery. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
But not a podcast.
Nope. I actually listened to...
something funny.
No, not something funny.
Entertaining. I listened to something entertaining.
McConnell on the weekends.
Okay, not entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, and WoWo out of Fort Wayne.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're still around. WoWo,
fucking 1190. You listen to AM radio,
yeah,
rather than podcasts,
yeah,
because it's more interesting.
I listen to 1190. Is that WoWo?
Yeah,
I listen to that on my way home from work every day. Yeah. So I'm not. I can't really give a shit. But I listen to the Pat White Show.
Yeah, well, it used to be the Pat White Show.
And what is it now?
It's two shows since Pat White Show.
Well, Pat White still does it.
No. It's a different guy. Pat is still the guy's first name. But Pat White got fired in 2011.
For what?
They just decided to go in a different direction.
Oh, really?
I swear, if you tune in at 3 o'clock on a weekday, it's Pat White.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I listened regularly. I loved Pat White. I loved that show. I tuned in regularly.
I had some other Republican guy.
Yeah.
Some uber Republican.
It's WoWo and
Pat White. Well, J-Dub, you haven't said a fucking thing since you've been here. We've been up to
you. You said something on the phone.
Besides the phone call.
Security. Yeah, my porn. But
who was it?
He said, this guy beside me's got a pressure cooker.
Wait a minute. Rewind.
Pressure cooker here.
No joke about that now. We don't want nobody knocking on any doors.
It's a real pressure cooker here.
Oh, God.
What is your problem?
He's trying to get us on a list.
I didn't even get it.
He's trying to get us on
a
freaking list.
A conspiracy theory bombing reference, and you're like, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, keep on that. Yeah, I don't.
It's a real pressure cooker.
Yeah, you just got.
We'll just skip right over that.
Yeah, we just got put on a list.
Now, what was that phone call again?
Our DVD player quit, so we've been using the computer I got behind the TV.
Oh, okay.
She didn't know exactly how to work it to get the DVD to play.
Okay.
And she called and said, I think I just found your porn.
Awesome.
Nice.
Wow, nice discovery.
I told you it was there. If you'd have just linked up to the network, she could have got it from her computer, but we got it working for her, so she got her DVD playing.
Deflection.
Throwing light bulbs.
Yeah.
You cracked the code, Kreskin.
No, but you said... you've had some mini dramas in the past week or two.
Mini dramas? Oh. I don't know. Work's just been not good.
Oh, nothing real entertaining.
Nothing he wants to talk about. Move along.
Right, yeah.
I'd rather not talk about it.
No comment, thanks.
Nothing funny down that road.
Yeah.
What's
pressure
the song?
Cookers.
We haven't heard that song in a while. There's nothing funny.
Not
down
funny.
That
road. Dead puppies.
Yeah, dead babies.
Not funny. Late term abortions. Still legal.
They use pressure cookers for that, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, and like Chechnyans.
People are going to fucking
like
hate
Chechnyan
us
for abortion
that.
Doctors.
Just like flat tires and broken mowers and shit.
Mm.
Nothing funny. But just constant.
You know what that is? God hates you.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
You're praying to the wrong Jesus then, son.
Yeah. That's why I just F God.
Yeah, I have it.
Fuck them all. You know, really, I could care less. I'm sorry. I hate your God, too. And whoever else got offended, your God's stupid, too, and inferior. It means nothing. It's like pray to the tooth fairy. You're stupid, so is your God. Move on.
All right, well...
And if you haven't been offended, fuck you, too.
The people that you didn't offend by the first part, hopefully, be offended by the second part.
It's your hell you burn in it, cocksucker.
Well, I wanted to introduce a new segment to kind of help promote other shows on the podcast. I thought it'd be interesting to steal another podcast segment and do it on our show and give them a shout-out. Maybe some of our listeners will jump over and listen to that show as well. The first one on the list would be the Angry Gingers podcast, which is 7 Days a Geek, they asked the question, what do you geek out about? So we'll go around the room and find out what each of us geeks out about.
What do you mean by geek out before I answer this?
You geek out, I guess, one thing you geek out about is like...
Are you saying you as in me or you as in
like the Doors or that the Chicago Farmer music, right? Like you're big into like kind of underground. I don't even want to label what genre it's because it's different.
I'd call it good, right. Not the Roots. It's something like other than the Roots.
Yeah, I think you would like the Roots music if
no,
you listen
no,
to it.
No, they play with Jimmy Fallon. I'm going to respectfully decline. That they've lost some of their artistic integrity when they're playing on NBC.
Oh, yeah, when they're doing a job to get a check.
Yeah, know. Well, that personally, I have no further use for him with that.
Okay. Well, you can mull that over. We'll start with J-Dub. J-Dub, what do you geek out about?
I don't know, working on my house, getting stuff like that done. Well, when I was working on my car, I was all about getting my car done.
Right. So, you are a very focused individual.
Yeah, I find things I like and just... drive it into the ground, right? Pretty much.
I've never ever had that problem.
Never. Tyson does that with beer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm slowly replacing it as all the things I've worked for fall apart. So.
But you built specifically. You built a car.
Frauder.
What kind of car was that? Because some of these people might not have heard those episodes.
1971 Triumph Spitfire.
And you built that from the ground up, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Took 2.5 years, so
I didn't got wiped any. Out on the corner.
Saying then what took, happened?
I drove it for. About
I think Henry
weeks
saw what happened,
and I got think he rear-ended did. By some teenage girl who was on the phone and waving at friends and totaled it.
Driving
into
not, the
yeah,
trunk
but you
of
got how
Triumph.
Much money out of that?
Not near enough to even cover the motor.
See, that's the best part.
Yeah, I got screwed. So,
but
I
the motor's still in
motor.
Good shape.
Yeah, I still have the motor. It's just the 2.5 years of body work I had.
That's why I don't have
gone,
nice things. I don't want nice things. I'm not nice to things.
I started it today.
That's why I don't have a Harley. Garage.
Well, it's a good thing you had insurance.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have insurance. Insurance is stupid.
So what do you geek out about, Tyson?
Let's see.
Your hobbies that you spend a lot of time on, besides drinking.
Okay. Well, besides that, well, I like to make fun of Christians and stupid people, but Christians are kind of included in, with the stupid people. I really like to play a couple of video games.
That's what I was looking for. What video games do you geek out over?
I'm really fond of Civilization.
Oh, I like Civ. Yeah.
That motherfucker's got a nickname for it. I like Civ.
That's what it's, I mean, that's
what
it's
called.
Hey, wait a minute.
Everybody
back to J-Dub. You've been geeking out over other shit recently. What have you been playing on Friday nights?
Vagina? I don't know. What are you looking for?
That before D&D, maybe, but...
D&D, is that what you guys have been playing?
Yeah.
At Doug's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I like to...
Not near the geek over that I used to be, but it's kind of fun.
I think our listeners are probably wetting themselves over some of this video games and D&D, because we have a lot of geek listeners and stuff.
No.
And sometimes I...
You think nerds listen to this kind of shit?
Sometimes I I ride the fence on making fun of them, but, you know... This I'd is to say, let you know that we're probably a bit more like you guys than we admit.
Probably 90% of the audience is nerds.
I just imagine what a real vagina looks like. I saw one once, but it was my mom taking a shower.
Not the show that I'm stealing this segment from, though, because Jay, the Angry Ginger, has 5 kids.
Yeah.
So he's definitely felt the inside of a vagina.
It's really more of a mindset.
Right. Cooter, what do you geek out about?
Working.
Yeah. Working.
He loves to work.
You don't work 80 hours a week and not love it. Movies, buying movies.
Actually, there's a show, Game of Thrones, that I really look forward to.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Okay.
I wish I could get that on Netflix.
Yeah, that is a great show. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that an HBO one?
Yes.
Yeah. That poo-poo's it. I like the Showtime shows better. The Borges is...
Didn't Tina Fey say that she liked that show?
Yeah. I think Tina Fey writes for Game of Thrones, actually.
Well, then F it.
Yeah.
I'll not watch it on principle now.
I've heard that she heard of that show.
I'll not watch it then.
All right, Scott, what do you geek out about?
Fucking whore.
Probably ping pong.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah. Chess.
Right.
Crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
Which I've beat Scott at all three of those things, by the way.
Probably not as many times as he's beat you.
Let's see. Used to be basketball. I don't do that so much anymore. The body can't sustain the basketball anymore, but it used to be basketball, right. Athletics. And
you do like comic books, too. I know you're not.
Yeah, I do.
You're not like an aficionado where you...
No, I don't have any books anymore. I have very few books anymore, let me put it that way. But yeah, I do enjoy a good
graphic
novel.
What about offensive anime porn?
I don't so much geek of that, although...
Yes, I've seen it in your RV, your house trailer, parked behind my house. I saw you watching...
I don't know.
Yucky, offensive anime porn.
Yeah, I don't...
With, like...
Oh, it is
gigantic
disgusting.
Japanese penis ripping through vaginas.
It's disgusting, and, yeah, yeah.
I know.
It's bizarro. It's bizarro.
It's bad stuff, man.
Yeah, it's...
People that watch that are, like, priests.
Yeah, I'm... don't so much geek on that, although I did own some.
Like a crateful.
Swears he owned it accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Professor.
Yeah, my wife puts cinnamon sugar on popcorn sometimes. That's probably what it is.
I like Tabasco sauce on popcorn pretty well. I'm sure now we've turned into NPR.
Right.
Really like Tabasco sauce on popcorn.
We talked about fucking
gardening. Have you ever noticed how if you masturbate with salt and pepper, your jizz comes out in a really very tasty...
Do they use the word jizz on NPR?
Probably.
Popular
vernacular. I had to go to my NPR voice. So, if you actually mix a dash of salt and a dash of pepper while you masturbate, your speculum that you dip it into your vulva.
Okay. Well, I think everybody knows that I kind of geek out about rap music. Right.
Yep.
Everybody's silent. Like,
yeah, yep.
Whatever,
yeah,
John.
We've heard
knew
a lot
that.
Of it.
God, knew that.
Just shut up. Don't even fucking bring it. Here we go. One fucking show without you bringing this shit up. But I geek out about technology, too. Like, I troll Gizmodo.com and Engadget just to read about the latest technology and stuff. So that's probably the closest I come to geek
so
stuff.
So when you're getting your Google glasses.
That'd be neat. I didn't try to sign up for it, but yeah, I'd like to try them. That'd be cool. What is it like? A year? Are they going to do a year with the people that won the?
I'm not sure. Whatever. How they're doing that.
I think it's something
like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what Google Glasses are. Scott might may not, but
I heard something about it.
Yeah,
out there you put them on, and it's going to record for a year of time or.
Yeah, well, they get to use them for that long. It probably is recording the whole fucking time,
no,
though.
You
but,
think?
But that,
sure.
That's the next obvious step for technology, though, is to have glasses that, you know, you imagine just putting on glasses and combing through computer screens and, not computer screens,
why would
but websites and shit
house?
Like that.
Why wouldn't you just sit at home and be plugged in like you're in an egg? And then, like, next thing you know, you're, like, kind of in an egg. And you're touching the computer screen. Why would you ever move? Why would you just sit there and turn into a blob?
Right. Yeah, I don't...
Just take what the Matrix gives you.
It's not going to be on the the level that cell phones are for several years, but I think at some point in time that's going to be the way it is. We put on glasses to make phone calls. Or what about people like me that already wear glasses? How's that work?
You just get a chip in your glasses, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure the government's already working a way to just go ahead and shove that chip in you anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
That way they can just totally track
everything. What's that, all the conspiracy theorists and the RFID chip or whatever it's called are worried that the government's going to implant that into them? And
I'm sure the government's already got us all marked. I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah, it could happen when we're born and we wouldn't know about it.
Even if it's not, man, everybody carries a cell phone. It's not like you don't, you know, have something on you that's a marker.
Do you have a thing that pops up on your phone when it says, or it tells you basically that your location is being bookmarked?
Uh-uh. I've never seen
that. I'm not even. I do. I have a Windows phone, and there's this little dot that shows up in the right-hand corner sometimes. And I could be doing anything as simple as taking a picture or checking the weather. A little dot that kind of looks like a bullseye will come up. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Geotagging.
So, yeah, I went and I looked it up, and that's exactly what it does. It's telling AT&T or Microsoft or whoever's getting this information that I'm in Gas City or I'm in Hartford City or wherever. You
can't shut that off on yours?
I can, but too many things require it now. My phone would be like,
just tell them
my phone would be like,
yeah,
that's where they get you.
Well, my phone would be rendered almost useless if I couldn't, you know, some of the apps or whatever.
Yeah.
That is one of the downfalls of the Windows Phone 8 is there's a lot of that shit.
Because that's how they make money off of it, is by selling that info.
Right, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. They say they're not selling that information.
Well, I'm sure.
What the fuck are they doing?
They say that
the government
with your MasterCard
says they're taking care of us too.
That's all going to advertising.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The whole reason you get those discounts is so that the company can sell your
J-Dub
information.
J-Dub said MasterCard. You won't be familiar with that, probably, but
Main Street.
It's like your grocery store card that you
any one of those little cards that you use at any chain store. They sell that information to track consumer spending. Basically,
just everything. Track what you buy, how you buy it, what your age is.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
Like when you buy something at Sears or Kmart now, you can go in there and buy socks, and they're like, "What's your zip code?"
Like, nope.
I'm like, "It's none of your fucking business." That's what my zip code is.
00000.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. Like, "Well, sir, we need that information. You're not fucking getting it. Fuck you."
867-5309.
Figure it out.
I don't think that's a zip code.
Should be.
At least they don't require the 9-digit zip code now.
Oh,
like, you know, we all have.
Yeah.
I don't even know what mine is.
Yeah, I
couldn't tell you.
No fucking clue.
I don't know if Matthews has more than one.
Yeah, they'd have 9 digits.
I just mean it might all be 0001.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Like, only there's the one.
700 people living there or whatever.
536.
There you go. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with some Guess the Headlines, I guess. But go check out 7 Days a Geek. That's where we stole that segment from on the Pod Gods Network.
That segment there where we made fun of everybody.
Yes, sir.
Hi, kids. This is Tony.
And Brian.
From the Salty Language Podcast.
Yep, part of the Pod Gods Network.
Check us out on Facebook.com/... Salty Language.
Make sure you search us out on Stitcher. We're just Salty Language on there.
Yeah, we're the only ones. You can't miss us.
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the inner tubes, but, you know, the Facebook page has all the links for all our other whatnot that we've got going. So,
if you like laughing and dick jokes, we're the podcast for you.
Yeah, lots of that stuff. We're pretty filthy. Not safe for work, the way you like it.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah.
And work stinks anyway.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Just have a little salty, you know? Then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Put a little saltiness in your skull.
Delicious. We cover weird news, geek stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. Pretty much any story that just makes us laugh, we want to bring it to you and make it as funny as we can.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think we out.
All right, all right.
I hate to clip every 3 seconds. I'm just totally...
You hate it too?
Pod bum.
This episode!
Oh, shit. All right, you made it go limp, Tyson. You must be good.
I can handle it.
What's that white shit on your forehead?
That's how I decide on good times.
Well, welcome back to BUI. Hey, we were going to talk or do some guess the headlines, but fuck that shit. We haven't talked about the Boston bombing yet, other than Tyson's pressure cooker jokes at the top of the show.
Very funny, by the way.
Very funny, very funny.
Freighter.
Burhlers.
Freighter.
Burhlers.
Huh? Frutters.
Frutter. You're going to have to pick one name and run with it, man, because I can't remember all these
dude,
weird
that's one of
things.
Aleister Crowley's alter egos.
I didn't know that.
Every time I come, have a new name, you're like, why did you not know that?
I'm not very edumacated. Sorry. I didn't go to medical school. Fucker. I can't even drink a beer without spittle on myself. I'm a goddamn invalid. But we had some homegrown terrorism in Montpelier last week. Tell us about that, J-Dub.
Well, like cop shots, family.
Not a cop.
Reserve
police.
Yeah, wasn't even a real cop? It was
no.
A fake
just
cop?
A reserve one.
Yeah. It's
they'll arrest you
like
all
the
Trayvon
same. Martin
they'll shoot
case,
you all
really.
The same.
Oh, yeah. All right. What kind of dog was it?
It was a pit bull.
Pit bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a family dog pit bull, though.
A family dog
family
pit bull.
Pet.
That, like, there's millions of pictures of the dog with, like, the kids.
Right, like, licking babies
yeah,
and stuff.
In bed with Heather's kids. And Shad guts.
So why did the cop shoot the...
Because they had a...
was it?
A cookout, and one of the guests left the gate open.
Much like what happened before this show.
Yeah, when Scott left
right.
the gate
we didn't have a cookout, but
Scott left the gate open.
Yeah.
And my big dog and my little dog were across the street when J-Dub pulled up.
Yeah.
If somebody
would
have only
that,
shot the little dog, that would have been super.
I had her in my sights. I was going to take it down, but she was vicious. She looked at me funny.
You didn't want to burn one of those expensive 22 shells.
Yeah, no shit.
22 shell on a dog.
I just started throwing rocks.
Almost pulled out the crossbow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so a fucking wannabe cop shot a family pet because
it was coming right for him.
Animal control was already called. They were on their way.
Right.
He didn't wait.
He just said it was coming right for him.
The witnesses.
Coming right for him.
The witnesses said that.
Is that why he shot
he
it
wasn't
twice?
Wasn't doing anything.
Because
yeah.
it was
and,
coming
and
right for him.
The,
he waited.
The shot like, severed his spinal cord.
So he was crawling away when he walked up and shot him again.
In the guts.
The dog bled out. He didn't die instantly. It was painful.
That's the thing.
It was inhumane.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm all for it. You know, police officers, man, that's a dangerous job.
Right.
Whether it be at Montpelier or anywhere, that's a dangerous job. And you never know. If somebody maybe that is meth cooks that are training their dogs to attack police...
Right.
You never know.
And there are good cops.
There are. That's not what my indictment is. My indictment with the guy is because he didn't shoot to kill. If you're going to shoot something, like the government taught me at one time, if you're going to aim your weapon at something and shoot, you don't shoot to a warning shot.
Right.
You don't shoot to injure. You don't shoot to maim. You shoot to terminate and eliminate the target.
Right.
And move on. He didn't do either of that either time. You know, he shot it once and severed its spinal cord, so that way it suffered, and then it's crawling away, and then
away.
Shot it in the guts. What a faggot pussy.
For quite a distance, I think. Back to its doghouse, basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was trying to crawl back to its yard.
So what's the repercussions for
nothing,
this?
Nothing. There's none.
Nothing yet.
Other than negative publicity in the Montpelier Sun or whatever,
right.
whatever
Herald.
It's called.
Do they have a paper?
Yeah.
Herald.
What's this guy's name?
Herald once a
Blakely.
Week.
Yeah.
What Blakely?
Chad?
No.
No, I want to get the name right.
This is a young'un.
Oh.
Check the Facebook page.
Yeah, I was just going to look into it.
Nah, that's all right. Well, fuck him.
Jerry.
I'm a fucking pussy.
That's the thing is, and then he was a dick to Heather. You know, Heather Gillen that was in our class.
Oh, that was Heather's dog?
Yeah. Her and Shad guts.
Shad.
Shad White?
Shad White, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was their dog.
Oh,
but, yeah, then
wow.
He was a dick. He was a dick to Heather about it, and he said, well, I guess you should just keep your dog on a leash.
Yeah.
And she said, well,
lots of people keep pit bulls on fucking leashes.
Yeah, well, somebody let it out. It wasn't even like it was an intentional or unwatched dog. Somebody let it out, you know. A guest left the gate open.
Could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Could have happened to me today.
Yeah.
See, my girlfriend found where, she probably posted that too, where someone had a miniature Dachshund or just some small dog on a leash down in Indianapolis that growled at a U.S. Marshal, and it was shot twice. And it was on a leash.
A little dog.
It was shot a small twice. Dog. Shot twice. It's on the feed. I'm not sure the specifics, but, I mean, this wasn't that long ago either. And
fucking crazy, man.
Worse than crazy.
There's more important things going on in the world than...
Yeah, I can remember the old days when cops would... You know, at least limit it to people that they would abuse.
Yeah.
Like now they that. Just shoot now, whatever.
Now they're having to go at the dog. I mean, they're just innocent, you know.
Well, they're just nonsense.
Well, let's. That guy's a pussy, and whoever shot the dog in the fucking Indy's a pussy. Hopefully, they at least get some civil suit thrown at them where they gotta.
No, there's nothing. It's.
Well, I'm just saying I hope there is.
Good. Well, that doesn't happen. Right. Sorry, your hopes are unwarranted.
They're not unwarranted.
On deaf ears.
Well, that's like, probably true.
Because there's bigger concerns.
Like some faggot suicide bomber that hopes he's going to have seven virgins and all is going to suck his cock. It's not going to happen. Sorry. You just blew yourself up for no reason, Chechenian fag.
Yeah, speaking of that, the Boston bombing, we haven't had a chance to speak about that yet.
Nice segue with your Chechenian fag.
Yeah. This probably been the scariest thing that's happened on soil, on U.S. soil, as far as, you know.
See, I like how that's more scary than the Sandy Hook dun-dun-dun massacre. The Aurora dun-dun-dun massacre.
2 weeks ago, it was the North Koreans. The North Koreans. That we were hearing about every day. Yeah. And then this happens.
And it disappeared. North Koreans disappeared. And they passed CISPA.
We actually
passed CISPA. They passed CISPA the same day that the Boston massacre went through. And the same day that old Barry, good old President Barry came out there. Not saying, we're going to get these Boston people. It's all you bad American people for not passing background checks, you bad people.
Yeah. Right. It's like a punishment for not doing the
exactly.
gun thing.
And that's, I'm sure what it was.
They weren't.
And they had the actors, you know.
Right. More actors
were involved. That's the weirdest thing. Why do they keep having actors on CNN? Why is CNN interviewing actors about these things that happen?
Because it's easier than getting a real interview.
I know, but why do they have the same ones? That's what I want to know was, why do they have the same actors? Why can't they pick different people? There's got to be turds everywhere that are willing to...
Well, let's tornadoes.
They got, we got to find Jimbo that it's, you know, his 1978 Monte Carlo blew away.
Well, for the unaware listener...
Ooh, the cars of where I made my first babies.
For the unaware listener, explain to us what you're talking about. Why do they have to talk to actors? What?
Because this
clarify
is
your statement.
Make believe, and the government's doing this to grab power.
No, but what's even making you say that?
Well, because if you look at the tapes, the same people have been interviewed for the Aurora massacre, the Sandy Hook massacre. The Boston bombing.
Right. The same exact
the
people.
The same people. Not just like, that looks the same person. The same people. The same pictures have been used. The same people are interviewed. It's like, wow, that's so
weird.
I
saw one where it was
how
like.
How in the world could this person have been at Sandy Hook and at the Boston massacre? What are the fucking odds?
And one of them was.
What are the odds? And they were also at Aurora. What are the fucking astronomical. There's more odds that you'll be, like, lightning sucked off by a lightning bolt that's retarded and has seven toes. And named Matilda. It's not going to happen. That's impossible. And with that has dinosaurs as relatives. Its parents were dinosaurs with flippers. It's not. That's impossible. You couldn't pet. There's no way that you could have those odds.
Wasn't one of the people that gave an interview about
the Boston.
A Christian, yes.
No.
So they're already discredited.
The Boston bombing wasn't one of the people that supposedly gave an interview about that, an eyewitness or something. Wasn't it the same person, same female teacher that died in Sandy Hook?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Like, they showed
the principal. It was the principal.
They showed the picture side by side, and it's like, well, if that's really what's going on, that's fucked up, and obviously there's some shady shit going on. But the same thing runs through my mind when I see these pictures on Facebook. What if that's fake? You know what I mean? You know, what if somebody's just throwing pictures together and putting the CNN logo on there? Because I didn't see the shit on CNN, you know what I mean? I'm just reading people's Facebook posts, and how fucking...
Well,
how truthful can that be?
The way I look at it is...
How truthful can what be?
It's all real.
What are you saying that what was the state, what did you say happened that the who are the same
one
people?
One of the eyewitnesses, the picture I saw,
okay,
had two pictures side by side. One was a woman that died in Sandy Hook, and the same woman, another picture of her, was giving an interview about being an eyewitness at the Boston bombings.
Oh,
it's the same fucking woman. There's no question that two pictures were of the same person. Now, my deal is, did that really happen? Did that interview with the woman take place? Or is this just some Photoshop shit that's being put on Facebook?
But what I'm saying is, why is all this stuff happening at the same time as power grabs? That's why I think this is fishy. To me, this is why I think it's fishy.
Smacks of 9/11?
Yeah, because it's right. Why... Okay, the Patriot, all this stuff is up for debate at the same time, and then something like this happens.
Right.
You know, it's like a magician. You know, it's like, don't look over here. You know, I'm doing... Don't look over here at this. You know,
right.
While I'm, you know, molesting your child.
What is... clarify, what is CISPA?
The cyber intelligence, blah, 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 pass it along act.
All right. Which allows the government to do what?
Have your cyber trail,
right.
Basically. Have access to everything, every click.
Geotagging shit on your phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Have the access to everything without a warrant. Warrantless.
Without a warrant. That's the big thing. That's the key.
Where it's just their thing to peruse through.
Right. They can... Log
data
on.
Mining. It's data mining, basically. They may not ever use the data, but they have it at their disposal. So that way, if they decide that you're the next Sarnev or whatever, that they want to choose as a patsy, all they have to do is start, you know, piling up things that they can put against you and go with it.
But isn't this to protect our freedom?
Oh, sure. If you take away all my freedms to protect my freedom, what are you left with? I'm sure there's people in North Korea that are old enough to remember back before the days of gray suits. You know, like,
right.
You know, they're back with like, I remember when you could take a shit when you wanted. You know, I mean, at some point, like, they convinced people that it was not okay to say that you can't take a shit.
Right.
You know, just like they shut down the city of Boston. This is what scares me. Is they did this is a trial run for, you know, they declared martial law.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down the city of Boston.
For
they shut off
one injured.
They
man.
Shut off cell phone coverage to the whole entire city. You know, communication to the whole entire major metropolitan area of Boston for one person that killed three people. Dude, I'm telling you right now, there was some dude named Jamal, or you know, Robert Mitchum III. You know, some redneck that killed more than three people that day in Boston. I guarantee you, over meth.
That's another mass murder, but yeah, I'm sure multiple people died for other reasons that day. Yeah.
And didn't we talk about the trial runs they were doing with Blackhawks in Miami? This was...
Well, and you know,
they're just showing their
There's
force.
Reports that some
God
of the
damn,
runners...
I never made that fucking connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some reports of some of the runners talking about how they kept coming on the loudspeaker saying, this is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. Do not be alarmed. This is a drill.
And they had bomb-sniffing dogs in the bomb squad there before the fucking...
Yeah.
Anything ever went off.
Yeah.
Well, because they said they were tipped. They received...
Of course they said.
No, they had a scheduled drill that day.
Yeah, a bomb drill.
Which is a lot different than a tip. I mean, it's
fucking ridiculous.
That's all I'm saying is, whether maybe these two people acted alone, I don't think so. Maybe these...
He couldn't speak for several days after being...
Yeah, that's... I tell you what, I was surprised that fucking motherfucker lived. I thought both of them were going to be dead, and like, well, we got them both.
Yep.
We got them both.
I thought that would happen as well.
We buried them at sea. Nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they debated for a while about whether or not to Mirandize him.
Yeah, and they didn't. They questioned him for 2 days without it, right. And then they finally did.
Well, they're talking about...
And they put him in a military prison, too. They put him at a military base.
It depends
on...
That's
kind of contradictory, isn't it?
Well, they already took his statements.
They're treating him as an enemy combatant. Really, they're treating him as an enemy combatant, even though he's the thing.
Not after he was Mirandized, they didn't.
Well, and that's why...
They Mirandized him because he's a U.S. citizen.
Right.
But they put him at a military base. See, what I'm saying is they're setting the stage and desensitizing people to, okay, well, this is what has to happen, you know. Right. So the next time it happens, it's going to be Chicago or some bigger area. What if it's all of New York and they shut down all of New York?
That'd be scary, man.
What's going to stop them now?
Nothing.
What they successfully done, you know, what's the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. You know, once they figure out they can get away with it one time, what's to stop it from happening on a grander scale? You know, and then shut down parts of the country. And then shut down the country. Now it's just martial law. Sorry.
Going door to door.
Yeah, we're going door to door looking. You know, you're on a list. You're on a list.
Who's injured and bleeding, and obviously and there should be a trail.
Hiding in a boat, and the guy called and said, he's hiding in my boat. You know, I saw him running to the boat, and there's video of him running to the boat. You know, that's all I'm saying.
3 weeks ago, it was all about drones and North Korea, and now there's nothing. So how many drones do we have flying around that we don't know about that didn't get, like, monitored?
And how much money transferred to North Korea? That's what I... Because North Korea has historically done this. The Il Jung lunatics have historically held the world hostage for money because they have nothing. They have nothing other than nuclear weapons. Like, we'll do this. And then we say, here's money, don't do it. And they're like, well, we'll do it again. Okay, here's more money, don't do it. Okay. And then a couple years later, we'll do it. We're going to do it. We're going to bomb Japan.
That's our MO.
Yeah, it is. And they get money. They get paid every time they do it. Why not say, go for it? Do it one time. One time Pyongyang is no longer a place. You launch one of those little potbelly pigs, and Pyongyang is no longer a place on the map.
Obama don't have the balls to do that, though.
I think because he's maybe in on it. I don't know.
Right.
You know, there's collusion.
I still want to try that barbecue sauce. Remember?
Is this a segue?
Kim Jong-un's barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
God damn, Scott.
Yeah.
You guys weren't here, but yeah, Kim Jong-un stopped by and
visited
and explained why he wanted to blow up Austin, Texas on the last show.
Oh. Barbecue sauce?
Yeah. For a reason.
He's got and better music. Barbecue than the people of Texas. So.
That and the music.
Yeah, that and the music. The South by Southwest Festival. Teenagers with skinny jeans and big grasses.
Wow.
I wish I had like a thing that had crickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should get loud and make fun of Jesus.
Did Tina Fey teach you that?
Yeah.
That's like, I think they tried that bit on Jimmy Fallon the other day and it didn't work then either.
Well, so what do you think's next?
Probably more
in the world
invasive.
Of terror.
More.
Iran has...
No.
They're thinking Iran. No. Yeah, they're thinking Iran that they've used weapons of...
is Pakistan.
Or biological warfare on...
We let Saddam...
Was Iran or Syria?
Syria.
Or maybe it was Syria.
Which is a function of Iran.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the Hamas is a function of Iran. A total but function of Iran.
They're going to be having to address that here soon.
Well, we let Saddam... I mean,
they look, I don't want anybody to die that way or any government, but it's not our fucking business.
people want to blow us up because we stick our fucking nose in shit that is none of our business.
Well, they wanted to kill somebody else, and we stopped them. So,
to a certain extent, it is our business.
Why?
Well, you have a responsibility as a world power to protect the liberties of everywhere.
I disagree.
People who want nothing to do with your brand.
I'm just telling you that the line of logic that feeds into that.
Right.
We have to police everyone in the world, including our own people.
Well, and in order to maintain our free market capitalism, you need everywhere to be on a free market system. And when that's in danger,
right?
That's the bottom line, is the money.
I understand.
We don't give a shit if Muhabib is beating 27 of his 28 wives. Nobody cares about that. But if Muhabib bombs the oil pipeline, well, that motherfucker we got issue with.
Yeah. Know.
That's where it makes a difference.
Well, Iraq was all about oil. Afghanistan's all about poppy seeds. Yeah, do we have a free market connection to Syria?
Yeah,
we do with Iran. That's about oil, but
that's where we have a connection with Syria. We don't care about those people, dude. The Arab Spring, the things that's came in Egypt and everywhere in Libya, the shit that's taken over, that's way worse than was ever Muammar Gaddafi. It's like, oh, you're so crazy. You're a little Ron Paul there in your little country. Oh, you're so cute. You know, he's done nothing. Now they have the Arab Brotherhood, you know.
Right.
That's they're all Sharia law. You know, those people are lunatic. That's terrorist. That's like your state-sanctioned terrorist now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like the embassies that got bombed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
I remember when... people think that the first time Al-Qaeda attacked the United States was 9/11.
No.
It fucking wasn't. It was the USS Cole.
Yeah. Well,
people have forgotten about
and
that.
Even before that.
And it was tunnel. Ignored.
Yeah.
The attempt on the tunnel, I don't know.
Below the trade centers.
Oh, back in 92.
Yeah, with Clinton. That was Al-Qaeda.
No.
The blind sheikh. Yeah.
The Cole was under Clinton, too.
Yeah.
W hadn't gotten office yet. It was a couple of months.
See, that's the thing, too. All those liberal power junkies, you know, it's all George Bush's fault. Well, you know, Barack Obama has done more power grab than George Bush ever thought about.
Right.
And they praised that motherfucker for it. You know, our president.
That motherfucker. I just picture that in print. That motherfucker with an asterisk beside it and down at the bottom of the page, Barack Obama.
I mean, I respect the president. I respect the office. You know, I have nothing with that.
It shows. It really does.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, what people fail to understand is that this regime has done much more of a power grab.
Oh,
much more invasive. Much more... You know, that was all he ran. The first time, that's all he ran about was, well, I'm going to end war. Or I'm going to end everything. I'm going to have world peace. I'm going to have the great economy. Oh, what have we had? The worst economy ever. We've expanded the war. The, you know, the troop, whatever, crescendos in both places. You know, more invasive than the Patriot Act. More enforcement of the Patriot Act.
He didn't know what the fuck he was getting into.
That's what it is. It wasn't his fault.
No.
It wasn't by design.
No, that's... When he was saying, oh, we're going to end the war, we're going to do this, it's just all politics. When he went into that fucking meeting with George W. Bush...
He said, sorry, it's not possible, Barry.
He came out of that meeting...
Barry, it's not possible.
I remember seeing the pictures of him when he was coming out of that meeting. He looked like he saw a fucking ghost. Yeah. Like, he just found out a lot of shit that he didn't know when he was campaigning, and he didn't know how to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
We don't know what that information is.
Nobody. But. That's great. I'm sure what the information is bad, but nobody calls him out on the carpet on that. They don't talk about it in the media. They don't say anything about any of that. Things have only gotten way worse. That's all I'm saying. Things have gotten way worse.
Change.
Yeah.
Hope and change.
Hope and change. Well, this was, I guess this was the change everybody hoped for.
Right.
you can hope in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up.
Now we're going to have pressure cooker bombs. Now we're going to have pressure cooker bombs.
Are we
going
to have to get a fucking license to buy a pressure cooker now?
I hope so.
Or background checks.
Man, I was getting ready to get my garden done this year.
Like what?
Oh yeah, you got to do that for canning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like that kid at the alleged Sandy Hook killer kid. You know, he killed his mom to take that assault rifle. What? On what planet is a background check gonna solve that? He didn't buy that weapon.
That's why it didn't
When he
pass.
Killed his mom, she was like, well, you're going to have a background check before I can transfer this weapon to you.
And then the next day, all that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's fishy.
It's fucked
to
up.
To me, that's fishy. I don't know.
None of those attacks were done with the gun.
Yeah, none of it. It had nothing to do with weapons.
Yeah.
Now we can't have work spawns.
Well, and like right after that, you know, there's that kid in Texas that had the X-Acto knife. You know, slashed 16 people or whatever.
Yeah, that we talked.
We talked about that,
and actually, we talked about it at work because I was like, I said, "Hey, we talked about that." I was like, "How did 16 people? I mean, at some point, I mean, he didn't have a gun where there was distance. He closed distance and stabbed or sliced this many people. How could he have done that many?" And the one guy, his theory was that. Well, there's a lot of sheep out there.
There is a lot of sheep.
And he figured they may have huddled up and tried to escape, and he got them in a corner and just, you know, he's like,
went
it's hard.
Down at him.
Yeah. I was like, that's hard for me to believe that many people would just think,
what is an assault ban? What is an assault rifle ban going to protect there?
Nah,
I mean, how are you going to do a background check on X-Acto knives? I mean, that's not possible. That's not... Limiting the amount of bullets, like a sniper.
England does it.
Yeah. They still have murders.
Well, you can have X-Acto knives. They've only got, a quarter-inch blade? Yeah. I tried to buy an X-Acto knife, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Maybe a month ago? I couldn't find one. Maybe they've already started.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of
the Homeland Security.
Yeah.
I was
already
a hobby
started
lobby.
Buying them. They haven't passed anything in Congress, but Homeland Security bought them.
Right.
That's the thing. Like 22 shells. Homeland Security has them all. Right. They don't even have any service weapons that fire 22 shells. None. And like the other day, Bill was trying to say, BM. My landlord was
Bowel
trying to say.
Bill.
Yeah. BM was trying to say how. Bowel well, a 223 shell is really just an M16 shell with a different jacket. Like, Bill, what are you talking about? That's what he was like. He kept going on about that. A 223 shell, that's what a 665 really is. I was like, Bill, it's not. I fired M16s. I'm telling you, a 22 shell is like a little. Peanut.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's a little bitty old thing. And an M16 shell is like a, you know, it looks like something lethal, you know. And he's like, what they're, like, no, they don't have weapons that shoot those. Well, they have no business having contracts to buy enough of them to, do the Iraq war 10 times over.
Right.
And 22 shells.
1.6 billion shells.
Yeah, there's not a need for that such a thing.
Well, there is, to keep them out of our hands.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Sure it is.
That's the only logic that would explain it, to keep them out of the hands of the people.
They've also got a contract to... Before, the military was supposed to sell their spent brass.
Yeah.
And... They can't do that anymore.
So, really?
So that's eliminated the market of for people who
reloads.
Like to do reloads.
The reload, yeah.
Well, and see, that was another conspiracy theory angle they were talking about. Like with these pressure cooker bombs, they were like they use reloading powder.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're that way.
No reason to make that illegal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. I guarantee you, it's coming. Because that's what was used in these pressure cooker bombs was reloading powder.
Right.
That you can go to Galleons. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods and buy or get fireworks and use. You know, that's
It's coming.
Yeah. Pretty soon we're not going to be able to buy aluminum foil and toilet bowl cleaner at the same time.
Like Sudafed?
Sudafed, yeah.
Yeah, too bad if you got a sinus infection. You're fucked because you might be cooking meth.
You brought it up a few minutes ago, Jada, but about the works bombs. Like somebody,
minutes ago.
Yeah, he said something about we can't have works bombs anymore. But you're talking, you didn't hear him. Somebody put on Facebook, there's a rash of homemade bombs being made with Drano and aluminum foil. It's like, this shit is not new.
I did that.
We spent our teenage years making bombs like that. Yeah. Just for shits and giggles. And we throw them in a fucking dumpster.
The cops laughed.
Yeah. We made fucking tennis ball bombs out of match tips.
And
tennis
blew balls. Watermelons with 20-ounce bottles or 2-liter bottles. Yeah. I mean,
all while making minimum wage.
We weren't out to hurt anyone.
Right. And we went out of our way not to hurt anyone. We just wanted to blow shit up. Can't just blow shit up anymore.
Yeah, poor kids. They can't even make the gun fingers into each other without getting fucking expelled. Anymore.
I wonder if that'll be like federally registered. Oh, we have to like fill out a background check to make gun finger.
They're going to set down to Gitmo if they do. Where kids will get waterboarded.
Yeah, like, I don't know. My mom has a gun in her drawer. It buzzes sometimes.
Oh, shit.
I know it's not a flashlight. Something smells fishy in there.
I know it's not a flashlight.
I don't know what it is, but something smells fishy.
And there's our show title. Well, it's been a good show. Hey, guys, we got 3 more shows. 3 shows from now will be our 100th episode.
I'm excited. Do you have turds in your pocket?
I won't be able to sleep.
Do you have turds in your pocket?
You won't be able to sleep like you've been sleeping for the past half hour?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, we ought to do something special. What do you think?
What do you want to do?
Something special.
Not be here.
You want to blow some shit up?
Right. Don't want to
that
be
would
part of
be
that.
Cool.
Can we do that?
If it was July, would it be July 4th?
No. I don't think it's going to be that far away. It's only 3 more shows.
Okay. Well.
Theoretically, it's mid-May.
Okay.
I don't have any fireworks.
It'd be June sometime.
Probably. At the rate we've been recording lately. It may be July 4th, I don't know. But whatever the case, I'd like you all to be here.
I'd like to think I'd not be here.
Yeah. He'll be here.
No, I'll not.
I like it.
No matter when it is, I won't be. Okay. All right, then.
I'll lie to him and say it's episode 101. Rope him in.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get here. Surprise!
This is it. This is the swan song.
Oh, too bad we didn't have pictures, you know, from the good old days there at John's garage and the good old days down
at
John's.
I still have some on my phone from
John's. I don't know what that room is that we were in, that laundry room.
The litter box room.
Yeah,
from the litter box.
That was a weird room.
We did it from the litter box.
How can you do it from the litter box?
We did the shows from the litter box.
That was a weird room. I don't know what room
that
was.
The air hockey furnace litter box room.
Yeah, just,
we called it the back porch, but that's where the furnace and the
litter box.
Washer dryer for a short period of time. Yes, there were litter boxes out there before I kicked the cats out.
Well, that's before I came on then. The cats weren't staying in the house when I came on.
Oh yeah, we'd already kicked them out by the time you got there. Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we did some of the
litter boxes.
You remember what?
Some of the other times.
I remember some of the other times.
I remember other times. Yeah, I remember things. Me too.
Okay, well, for BY97, I'm Mick.
J-Dub.
Frotter.
He can't remember
Du Locum.
And Scott.
Du Locum.
Okay, bye.
Suck a dick, Christians.